Oshta Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. When my daughter Carmen was in the eighth grade, her teacher mailed home a note that said she had not turned in her library project and that she would be receiving an incomplete on her grade card. The project involved using the library aids and card catalog. When the library project was assigned, she had 1 month to complete it. Well, this was mid-May, and the project was due in mid-March. Well, first I contacted the teacher and asked why she chose to notify me of the problem nearly 2 months after the fact. Second, I had a talk with my daughter. I asked her why she hadn't turned in her library project, and she said, well, I guess I didn't do it because I thought it was tedious. Whenever I was upset with Carmen, I always waited 24 hours before deciding on the proper discipline. This kept me from overreacting and going into my raving, lunatic, emotional mom mode. Simply grounding her wouldn't teach her the value of not doing tedious schoolwork. The next day, I instructed her to wash all the baseboards and windowsills, dust every leaf on the plants, scrub the kitchen floor, and hang the clothes in her closet according to color. Then the next day at school, she had to face her teacher to renegotiate her incomplete mark. Instead of giving Carmen 1 month to complete the required tasks, she had 24 hours. She looked puzzled and said, "That's it?" After about 4 hours, Carmen called me downstairs. She was sitting on the floor, dusting the leaves on the plants, when she innocently looked up at me and said, "Mom, I know what tedious is now. Can I stop?" I sat down with her on the floor and explained to her what may seem dull, boring, and laborious is not nearly as exhausting or tiresome as our lives will be if we skip a necessary task that may enhance our skills or advance our purpose. Oftentimes, we aren't always clear what that purpose is until sometime later in life. Folks, when you're confronted with what appears to be mundane and tedious, embrace it fully, having confidence that it is a divine opportunity for improvement and fulfillment of your good character. Now, get out there, go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.